This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Last New Year's Day, most economists were predicting a good year ahead. But 2011 turned out to be another disappointment for stock investors and a very discouraging time for job seekers. Now economists are hoping their crystal balls are working a little bit better. Here to tell us what the experts are saying about 2012 is NPR's senior business editor, Marilyn Geewax. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hi, Audie.
So before we look ahead, tell us, why did economists get it so wrong in 2011?
They underestimated how much our old debts are still haunting us. There really were too many people deep in the hole, and especially on those mortgages. And that debt overhang has just made it impossible to get a sustained rebound in real estate. You know, I went back and looked at some of the predictions for housing starts, and it was the fifth year in a row that economists had predicted a turnaround, and it didn't happen. Basically, every year, realtors hope for a turnaround, and every year, our old debts smother their hopes.
And debt was the buzzword for 2011, not just for us, but also for government.
That's right, exactly. In 2011, the government was buried under record debt, and lawmakers spent the year fighting over how to shrink it. Basically, they got stuck, there was a stalemate, and they really failed to significantly reduce the debt. That undermined confidence, and it did hurt the stock market.
So when it comes to the economy, it's safe to say 2011 was a disappointment. But today, new year, 2012, what can we look forward to?
Well, now, keeping in mind that poor track record for these predictions, here's what they're saying about 2012. The typical forecast is calling for decent growth in the new year, something like 2.5%. That would be a bit better than 2011, and probably good enough to put a dent in the unemployment rate.
And we're so focused on the unemployment rate, but sort of what are the other, I guess, problems that could be lurking out there for 2012?
Well, the forecasts for consumer inflation, which got pretty bad in 2011, is that it'll settle down and interest rates will continue to stay low. The dollar probably will strengthen. And there's kind of this split verdict on where are we going with housing. Some people say that prices are going to continue to slip. Others say, no, really, this time we mean it. This is the year that it starts to turn around. On balance, I would say the consensus view is that the country will do pretty well in 2012, unless, of course, we totally crash. And unfortunately, the crash scenario is a possibility because there's some very big risks out there. Congressional dysfunction, for example, it could suddenly cause another one of these kind of manufactured crises like we saw with the debt ceiling, something where the gridlock in Congress really frightens the markets.
And that doesn't look like it's changing going into 2012 at
right.
all.
And then there's also these big risks from overseas.
Of course, we haven't talked about what's been going on in Europe or other places
right.
overseas. So what should we keep an eye on there?
Well, it's this debt crisis in Europe that is very dangerous, and it's really very unpredictable. It's possible that European leaders are going to get the debt problems under control, but under the worst scenarios, it blows up in our faces. Some economists say that there's about a 1 in 5 chance that the situation could set off a chain reaction that could melt down the whole global economy.
Okay, there has to be a bright spot. Are there other parts of the world that are going to do any better in 2012?
Well, there are hopes for Asia in general to be pretty good, Brazil, India, but there are deep concerns about China. You know, that country has grown spectacularly in recent years, and that's been mostly good for U.S. businesses, like General Motors. They've sold more than 3 million Buicks in China. But now it looks like China is slowing. If it slows just a little bit, maybe not so bad, but if it slows dramatically, that could really hurt our economy.
NPR's senior business editor, Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome, and Happy New Year.